Boxes are out and about, and we will be picking up the veteran boxes this Friday afternoon, December 15th, and then we'll sort and repack everything for the veterans home, and then the truck will leave on Monday, this coming Monday. And there's boxes at Jefferson School, Hughes County Courthouse, First National Bank, DOT Becker Hansen Building, Department of Ag and Natural Resources, First Dakota National Bank, Delta Dental, Dakota Prairie Bank. They do not need any socks, blankets, toothbrushes, men's briefs, stocking caps, or gloves. They got plenty of those, I guess, and yeah. stuff. And if you want to make money donations, send it to the Pier Elks Lodge at Post Office Box 292 here in Pier and stuff. But Denny's got kind of a list here of some of the stuff. There's a list on the boxes, but we can tell you a few things that they need here.
Okay.
And these boxes are put out about around town, and they're Christmas boxes for the vets, and for some of the vets, this is the only Christmas they have. And a lot of them don't even have family members that come visit them. So the gifts that we provide to them are their Christmas in a lot of ways. Some of the things they're really looking for is silverware, electric razors, Native American books, hand mixers. A big thing this year is wall clocks and Bluetooth speakers. They really do enjoy sitting out back and watching the birds and feeding birds, so we supply them with a lot of bird seed. But what they're also in need for is bird houses and the poles to hang these bird feeders on. Another special request is for the state vet home is sets of TV trays and folding card tables. So these are just some of the things that we can provide for the vets. The vets have provided for us. They've given us our freedom and our country, and this is just a small way to return things back to them and give them a good Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we want to make sure that we thank everybody in the community for all the donations, and a special thanks to Peterson Motors for providing the truck and Capital City Ford dealership for providing a spot in their shop so that the truck is warm when we leave on Monday. So thank you so much. But everybody in the community has been so gracious about giving and stuff in the past and this year, too. So bless their hearts.
And a special thanks to KGFX for letting us be here today and speaking to everybody on this great program.
So.
Yeah, so my question is it a certain location where the veterans are? Like, is it a certain...
Yes, there's a state veterans home and a federal veterans home in Hot Springs. And the gifts goes to both of those facilities. The federal one is for like drug and rehab facilities, mm-hmm. so we have to make sure that we don't send them anything that could cause them a relapse.
Yeah.
And the state one is like a more of a nursing home type of facility.
Assisted living,
nursing home type thing, yeah.
Okay.
And stuff. So.
And both of these are in Hot Springs, and we loaded them up here, and we take it to Hot Springs and deliver it to them.
That's fantastic. It's for a good cause. And,
oh, definitely.
You know, help support the veterans. You know, like you said, a lot of them, you know, they don't have any family members to visit them, and, you know, this might be the only really Christmas gift that they receive.
Exactly. Yes.
In a lot of cases, yes, it is. Yes, a lot of cases it is, yeah.
So it sounds like a fantastic cause. So if anybody out there is wondering what the list, if you would like to see the full list of items and also the pickup locations or the drop-off locations, you can go to our website, drgnews.com, and check it out there. So I thank you two for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We thank you very much for being here. Yes.
Okay. Have a fantastic day.
You too, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
You too. People in Your Neighborhood is sponsored by May Adam. And good morning. We're back again. Still have a special guest here on KGFX, People in Your Neighborhood. I am joined by Desiree here, and I was admittedly unprepared for this. I didn't check my email to make sure I had it lined up. So who are you with, and...
I'm with Capital City Campus. Once a month at KGFX, we do Spotlight on Education. And this week, it's actually Capital City Campus that's being spotlighted. And we're going to talk about the driver education class that's coming up in February. It is going to be taught by Joe Lehman and Trent Deo. They are both instructors at George Morris Middle School here in Pierre. So you might recognize those names. They've been teaching driver education for a couple years now and have some experience under their belts. So they have a required parent meeting on Tuesday, February 6th at 7 o'clock. That's going to be at Georgia Morris Middle School in Mr. Lehman's classroom, room 301. But in order to get registered for this class, you need to go online to our website, capitalcitycampus.org. Under academics, there will be an option for driver education. And under that page, you'll find out all the information. There's a calendar that shows you the dates and times of class. It includes 30 hours of classroom training and 6 hours of behind-the-wheel training. And these instructors are certified by the state. There's some steps that you need to take in order to be certified to teach driver education. And we're always looking for more instructors. If you are interested in becoming an instructor of driver education, you can contact me at info@capitalcitycampus.org. That's my email address. The cost is $450, and we currently do not have any funding available to assist with that. But there may be some options with the Department of Labor. So you can contact them to see if there is any assistance available for the driver education class if you're trying to get your license to be able to go to work. So the cost is $450 if you go on our website and look at the driver education page and see all the information about the class. And you have a student that will be 14 by March 15th. That's very important. Our instructors really care about safety and want to make sure that our students are ready to do the driving. So that is a per instructor rule of the age requirement for the class. The license or the certification that the student gets at the end of the class does expire in a year. Mm-hmm. So they'll need to be 14 and have the required driving behind the wheel with a guardian after that, after okay. They turn 14.
So I'm just curious, like in South Dakota, do you know, I mean, what is the age where you can get a driver's license?
There actually is not an age requirement. 13, I believe you have to be 14 to get your driver's license. You don't have to take driver education. You can just go, as far as I know, go to the DMV and take the test. And if you pass, you pass. But like I said, we're very concerned about safety, you know, especially in South Dakota where the roads are not the best in the winter. And so we highly suggest you take this course. Like I said, it's 30 hours behind or in the classroom and 6 hours behind the wheel. So a lot of good training comes out of this.
No, absolutely. And safety is, I mean, just utmost importance.
Yeah.
Especially for new drivers.
Exactly.
So, what was the, so how much did you say it was, the course?
It's $450.
Okay, and if anybody was interested, like, what's the website that they can go to?
It is capitalcitycampus.org, and then you're going to go to Academics and Driver Education. And it'll all be right there. You can click on the registration form, fill out the registration, pay the fee, and you'd be registered for the class. That the class actually starts on Thursday, February 8th. But there is the informational parent meeting on the 6th at 7 o'clock again. And this information is all also out on social media on Facebook, so you can find it on our page there, our Capital City Campus page there. We'll have all that information as well.
Okay, great. So thanks for coming in. I'm sorry I wasn't completely prepared for it.
No worries, no worries.
But,
you're new.
Yeah, I'm not used to having to check email so much and like often, but you have to here.
Yeah.
To make sure you don't miss anything. So
no
thanks
worries.
For coming in this
thanks
morning.
Thanks for having me.
And have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
And this was Ben, People in Your Neighborhood, sponsored by May Adam.